Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Casita from L.A.
Casita.
Oh, Casita. Casita?
I have a confession.
Oh, you didn't know what a casita was, did you?
No, I didn't. I had to Google what casita meant.
Well, casita, first off, is like a fancy word for like pool house, studio, guest house, guest room.
So basically, Gina is staying at someone's pool house.
Right. Right. Okay. Right. But you can call it, but all you have to do is you just put a little Spanish flair onto it, and it could be a casita.
Casita.
Small house.
Every time we say casita, drink.
No, please. We're trying not to kill people. That would be like, I feel like people would go straight to the hospital if they followed that casita.
It's like the Watch What Happens Live. If we say this word,
casita. Casita? Casita. Okay. Sorry. Casita from LA is being so silly already. Okay. Let's just get started. Mary, how was your weekend? You had your birthday.
Long birthday weekend.
Tell us.
Thursday night, yes. Friday night, Saturday night. Sunday, I went to the Napa Valley Film Festival. I should have gone on Friday because I was invited to go on Friday. And Kelly Dodd was at the movie that I got invited to. Missed opportunity. The movie was called Coldbrook. And Sarah, thank you so much. She's the producer. It's an adorable movie about coming home. It's with William Fichtner and Kim Coates. We got to see like a question and answer after. And I got some pics with Will. And I think he goes by Bill.
Wait, I was just going to say, with Will, are you guys on a nickname basis now?
Bill. He goes by Bill.
Oh, I love that.
But thank you, Sarah, from The Jury Speaks, for introducing me. And it was fabulous. And I felt like Kelly Dodd, like me and her hung out with the same people that weekend. Yeah. We rubbed elbows. And I texted Kelly guys. And she wrote back something like, ha ha, and then didn't want to get a drink with me.
You know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so I'm glad you at least sent a text.
I also feel like I'll have another opportunity with her. I have a feeling in my life I will meet Kelly God.
It's like you're just two ships passing in the night, but at some point, you're going to get off your ship and onto hers.
We're going to meet at the Quiet Woman. I have a feeling.
I know. I can feel like the stars are aligning for you.
I do think I have a little bit of psychic power, so.
Okay, Miss Cleo. Speaking of what's psychic, I know that we'll get into, like, the episode, but, like, Tamara and Emily are, like, real-time feuding, and I am so happy that Emily is going for Tamara.
She found her voice.
So I wanted you and I to do a little bit of the reading. Like, you can choose if you want to be Tamara or Emily.
I'll be Emily.
Okay.
I never want Tamara.
Me neither, but I guess I'm like the bitchy one of the two of us, so it makes sense. I'll be Tamara.
Okay.
So basically, it started on Instagram where she was commenting about the cup reader, which, by the way, I want to do the cup reading. My team, while I was in Spain, like, they all went to this cup reading, and it sounded amazing. And so now I have to go stalk this lady on the Santa Monica promenade to find her, because all their stuff is, like, legit. So I believe in cup readers.
Okay.
Okay. But for anyway, so, like, Tamara's, like, so fake. Just like the fake cup reader that knew my name when I walked into the door and she told me she's a huge fan and that she's actually a hairdresser. That's why I had that bitch face the whole party. Side note, that's just how her face normally looks. I absolutely hate when cast members make shit up to be relevant. Okay. Eddie has met Perry twice, a couple months prior to this party, where he sat at her house while I filmed Emily's kid's birthday party, like, thanks for the favor, Tamara, and talked with her and her husband for hours about working out, and she's been to our studio. Clearly, she was told to say that. Clearly, Emily is jealous of my marriage, as she should be, having other people do her dirty work. Hashtag messy, hashtag plays victim, hashtag fake.
Okay, so then, now, guys, I'm Emily. I'm the angel.
OC angel.
I'm an attorney, so I like to respond with facts, all in caps. Number one, my mother-in-law is 73. She has met a lot of new people this season, and I'm sure she was confused. She was never told to say that. Two, the cup reading was supposed to be fun night with the girls. It was for entertainment purposes only. Nothing was supposed to be taken seriously. Three, I never met the cup reader before that evening. I had never spoken to her until that night. I never told her what to say. My mother-in-law didn't either. Four, of course she's a hairdresser. Do you think she does cup reading for a full-time job? Emoji, like, with the
like SMH. Like,
yeah. Five, I like Eddie very much, but I'm not jealous of your marriage. Six, if you don't like fake storylines, maybe you should stop fake losing your top.
Oh, no. Tamara had some rebuttal to this, but it just was like, you lost. Girl, lost.
No, but I liked it. Tamara had a line like, you might be an attorney, but I'm a judge.
Yeah. I mean, okay, that was clever, but you know she didn't think of that herself.
And then she was like, you may got me on that last one. Yep, my boobs are fake. Fake as your storyline. And then Emily, like, wrote her back and was like, yeah, your GED doesn't cut it.
Bring an education into it. I love it. And I'm loving it because I feel like with what Emily's, like, taking on Tamara now, it's not in that, like, desperate, I'm trying to get asked back next season. You know what I mean?
Herself.
Yeah, but, like, usually there's people that are like Peggy with like, oh, what is this, oh, blah blah blah, like, whatever, you know, like, whatever she does. And I feel like Emily is, like, legitimately taking her on as just like, you're sad and pathetic, Tamara.
Yeah, so, agreed.
I'm into it. Team M.
Team M forever. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a lot of controversy this week. Is LVP officially out or not? People Magazine said yes. I mean, Page Six picked it up. I mean, every news source said she was officially out. And this week, the girls went to Paris, and neither her or Denise was on, like, the big cast trip. I think Denise is not on the trip because she lives in Malibu and because of all the fires.
Was Camille on the trip?
No. And Camille's house burned down. So, which is really, really sad.
Really sad. Eileen thought her house had burned down, but she found out it wasn't. And it's like, I think it's like very sad. Like, I know it's not like Housewives, but I saw, like, Gerard Butler's house, like, burned down. And it's like, these fires in California are, like, so disheartening just to, like, see day after day is, like, acreage burning. And not to get, like, all downer, but I think it's like,
no, well, let's get a little bit down.
Okay.
Because it's seriously so bad. All the schools by me are closed tomorrow. We have been inside all week. It has been a torture chamber for the teachers. So I am encouraging everyone right now to donate to Bethany's Be Strong campaign. $10, $5, whatever you can do, because a lot of people are being displaced. Go bring the fire department stuff. I love this stuff. I love when people can come together during a hard time. So
yeah, I donated money earlier this week.
Is unreal here in Northern California. It is so, so bad. And I'm 300 miles away and you can't go outside.
Wow. That's horrible. I mean, I do have to give props to Bethany for being throwing Be Strong on this. I think that, like, I know we give Bethany a hard time and we say, like, she's, like, fake and stuff, but she does try to use her platform for good, whether she has ulterior motives or not. I hope she doesn't, but I think that it's, like, wonderful that she is reaching out.
And we
this.
Did, we added her story in a swipe up feature. So,
So we help support other women, women supporting yes. other women. Yeah. But yeah, it's like, it's just very sad. But going back to the LVP thing, she then tweeted out today, like, basically saying, like, if you don't hear it from me, then it's not the truth or something like that. And so I'm like, is this just like a master? Like, is she literally being Bobby Fischer? Yes. Like, she's three steps ahead.
No, because she's so done. I think the last thing she filmed was Denise's wedding.
I think the cast would do better without her.
The girls look like they're having a great time in Paris.
Yeah, like, I just don't think LVP, I think we've said this before, I don't think she has, like, a ton of, like, close friends. And that the ones that she does are, like, couple friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think she, like, ever, like, has a girl. Which, like, also, Muhammad. Oh, can we talk about Muhammad for a second?
Yeah, there's some stuff going down with him this week.
So apparently Muhammad was like, has been cheating.
So you guys, Muhammad used to be with Yolanda, parents, Gigi Hadid's dad. Mm-hmm. And that other girl.
The other one, and Anwar. The other one, Gigi and Anwar. Their dad. But anyway, so he apparently was caught cheating on Shiva because he was DMing on Instagram to Polish model, basically being like, I want to eat pierogies off your body.
Like, what a fantasy.
And I just, like, I, first off, I really liked Shiva. I never watched her. I think she was, like, on one of those, like, WAG shows or the Second Wives shows or something on E, and I never watched that, but I always, like, got a good vibe from her when we saw her on Beverly Hills.
I heard he cheated on her for, like, 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't think this is the first person he's DM'd about pierogies.
Could you imagine if you got that DM?
Like, I'd be like
in your inbox?
I would hope that wasn't the opening line.
Me too.
But I think that there's somebody for everybody. So who knows? Maybe somebody would be stoked to receive that.
Totally.
I don't know.
not my kind of thing.
Yeah, but so that's, I just feel like that's weird too, but I just feel like LVP, I'd rather see her on Vanderpump Rules. She's opening up a new Vanderpump cocktail garden in Caesar's Palace in early 2019, she announced this week.
I could see that. Adrian, and then they're gonna they'll totally get like a Vegas spinoff show, like new cast. That will be the new VPR.
Adrian Maloof must be so pissed it's not in the Palms.
Oh, snap.
And I'm surprised. Is Caesar's Palace owned by Planet Hollywood?
I don't know that kind of stuff.
Well, because remember that was like the whole thing too on a Vegas trip. Like Lisa Vanderpump was like, had Pandora's Bachelorette party at Planet Hollywood. And Adrian was like pissed. Like, why wouldn't you do it at the Palms?
They were just really bad neighbors to each other.
They were.
Remember when they lived across the street?
Yes. And the limo had to pick up Adrian and then drive across the street through the gate to Lisa's.
Yes. Oh,
those were the good old days. I miss that.
That was like when Taylor Armstrong was eating cotton candy. Oh. Like how Kelly Dodd was eating popsicles this week.
Great analogy. That was
Thank
so
you.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was amazing. Yes. It's like, those were the good, give us the good old days. Just reminiscing about the good old days.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Vanderpump, though, Vanderpump Rules got a feature on Vogue.com, and it's like, where have we gone?
A huge, huge article. It was so long, I couldn't even read it all.
Well, I read it all. And it was like, first off, the writer's like clearly a fan, which is always good when people are like writing articles, because you could see like a little bit of shade here and there. All the photos of everybody are horrible. Like Brittany. Brittany's are horrible. Jax looks like there's like on the top of the article, it basically is like a gif of them shooting the season 7 like opening trailer, which is like has, you know, that photo of all of them. And everyone like looks like they're having a good time. And then you like look at Jax and he's just like just smelled the biggest fart of his life. It's probably his own. Because he's a like, wet fart.
These are the worst days of my life.
He's like, I'm 39 and I'm still a bartender.
Oh, we need to have his 40th birthday on camera.
Oh my God. It's going to be at Hooters.
Oh my gosh. Hooters / Taco Bell.
Yes. But yeah, the article was good because it was, but then they were saying
in the article. It was mainly though information I already knew. Like I could have written the article.
Right, but I think that's because we're, like, fans.
Seems like old news to me.
It's like, we don't even need to hang out with them because we know way too much. But the photo of Sheena, I died. And they're, like, they're talking about Sheena. Sheena's featured very little in this article. Like, it's mainly Brittany, Stassi, and Katie, and then, like, Schwartz, Sandoval, and Jax.
They're such big Friends fans, and they're, like, yeah, they're, like, Phoebe, Rachel, and Monica.
I actually have to admit though, because the writer made like a good point, like basically saying this is like a modern day Friends, and I'm like, I know that they've kind of been pitching that to us like this whole time, but they really are.
They live in the same apartment complex.
I mean, yeah.
They're married to each other. Okay, so it's Katie, Monica, and Schwartz is Chandler.
Yes. They have, I guess not by default, but like Jax is totally Joey.
Okay.
But Sandoval is Ross.
Okay, then the Phoebe is
Kristen though.
Okay.
But maybe Brittany.
So who's the Rachel? Stassi.
Obviously, but she doesn't end up with Ross in this scenario.
Right. She ends up with Bo, who
she's like Phoebe because Phoebe ends up with like Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd has not aged since Clueless.
What a gem.
I was looking at ugly Christmas sweaters on Amazon today, and I saw, you know how Bo got Stassi that like one piece bathing suit that's like a man's hairy chest?
Oh my God, I did not know she had that, but I literally wanted to buy one of those for Coachella, but my group told me I was not allowed to.
So they have one as a male, and it's his chest, and there's like ornaments coming from it. And it's disgusting. I'll put it on the story. And I was like, Stassi, you should buy this for Bo.
Did she respond?
Not yet.
Oh, well, you know, playing hard to get.
I did also DM her and I said, there is a God because they are officially launching the Witches of WeHo potion, which is Pinot Grigio.
Mm-hmm. It's her, Katie, and Kristen that are doing it.
I'm very excited about that.
I would totally drink it. And their label is super cute. And I feel like people are always buying wine based on the label because, like, let's be honest, we don't know what tastes good. Does it all taste like alcohol? I know you're a Rombacher. You're a Rombacher girl or whatever it is.
Rombacher. Rombauer.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Again, so I'll be buying this because I don't care. Also, though, can we talk about them at the People's Choice Award? People's Choice Awards?
How basically Sheena and James Kennedy sat with the total divas because they were like not in the group.
And Jersey Shore.
Uh-huh. That's right. Mm-hmm. Which, gosh, I'm loving Family Reunion. I actually woke up on my birthday, guys, at 4 a.m. because I couldn't sleep. And I watched that and Mamma Mia 2 before I went to work.
Wait, what do you think?
On my actual birthday.
Sounds like a great start.
I can't sleep in anymore.
Oh, no, you're old now.
Yeah.
You're old. You're like, what, 40 years old now?
33. Living at home with my parents, according to some people. So get your facts straight if you're going to make fun of me.
Lady.
I don't live with my parents.
We love reviews, guys. Anyways. No, the People's Choice Award, it was funny. First off,
we need 5 stars only. You make us depressed.
I get it. Most of you hate me. It's fine. I'm going to keep going. Personally. Yes. It's not business. It's personal. Anyways, moving on. I liked them at the People's Choice Awards. I honestly just hated Sheena's outfit, but at least she wasn't wearing butt pads, so that's like a good win.
Step up for her.
It's a step up for her. But they all look great. Good for them. They lost to the Kardashians, which, like, of course they would.
Because isn't the People's Choice, like, by, like...
By E, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
And, like, Chloe won, like, favorite star and all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. And then Lala was on...
Wait. Also talking about the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah.
Kim Kardashian, they, like, had a special fire team save their house.
What do you think about this?
I think that's fine.
I agree. I think if they're, like, as long as you're not pulling firefighters away from their actual job...
No.
Then I don't see anything wrong with it. Like, if somebody told me, like, hey, you can pay X amount of dollars for, and someone will come save your house, I'd be like, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I'm okay with it. And then what do you think about, there's a lot of, like, Khloe and Tristan drama. I know we're not supposed to talk about Kardashians because people get mad, but, like, I'm still into them.
Yeah, so this week is the actual episode where she gives birth. I'm pretty sure Khloe's done with him. She's just, like, so I'm so sad for her. I mean, clearly she stayed with him longer because the scandal broke and then she had the baby the next day. But how can you build that trust back?
I know, but there's, like, this video that they're, like, showing to, like, preview the scene, and it's, like, Kim, like, sticking her tongue out at him, and I'm like, this is, like, the Kim that, like, we don't ever see anymore. I like it.
I miss that Kim.
Yeah. I miss it too. Okay, but then Lala was on Flipping Out. And I saw somewhere in a shoot, I wish I could remember, I think it was like in Danny Pellegrino's group, but somebody had posted a photo of Sarah Jessica Parker from First Wives Club, and they were like, this is what Lala reminds me of on Flipping Out.
Oh, like, I love that, like, the scene where she's like, this is like a restaurant ranch.
Yeah.
Like that
like,
scene?
Well, yeah, just like where it was like anything that Jeff said was just like, yes, yes, okay, like disagreeing with everything.
I actually really enjoyed this crossover, and I felt like Ran was a lot more relatable. He's like, I don't want to spend any more money. Like, I've already put so much. He paid $4 million for the house. They're completely renovating it. He actually seemed like a more down-to-earth guy, because all I see of him is the Instagram videos of him giving motivational speeches that are scary.
Right. So you felt this personalized him a little bit, humanized him.
Yes.
You're in on Ran.
It's just, you know, all he needs to do is get the surgery that Brittany got.
Kai Bella. Where,
what?
Kai Bella.
That's what it's called?
The chin thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he got that and maybe wore some heels.
Heels?
Like, got some height on there.
Oh, like Tom Cruise, like, lifts?
Yeah.
Oh. Like, legitimate heels. I was like, what is this, RuPaul's Drag Race? Which All-Stars is coming back, and I cannot wait for that.
I think he could actually maybe be good looking.
Okay.
Oh, I can't believe she hasn't made him get that thing yet.
She loves him, obviously, for his personality.
Sure. Hoopies.
Hoopies. Okay. Moving on. So, did you watch Below Deck this week?
I did, and I just loved Adrian's point. I've been thinking about this a lot this year because I think a lot of people around me are complaining.
Hi.
That wasn't directed to you at all.
Oh, okay. But now that you mention it.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, my life is not hard at all. And I loved how he's like, you know what? I lost my dad a month ago. Your day couldn't be any worse than mine. Like, stop.
Mm-hmm. It was just,
and
like,
I loved that moment.
Like, I felt like him, he was just was, like, wanted to be like, your aura is, like, really fucking with mine right now. And, like, I just need you to take that spirit elsewhere.
I agree.
Like, oh, I loved it. I thought it. And then when she was like, I'm really sorry you have to work with me. And he's like, me too. And I was like, whoa, Adrian for the win.
She was legitimately in drama in high school. She was like the annoying girl that I would actively avoid at school. Like, oh, fuck, there's Caroline coming again. I'm going the other way.
I was probably Caroline. I'm just kidding. I peaked in high school, so I was doing good then. 17 was my best year. No, but it's like, I don't understand, like, where do they find these people? Like, Caroline, and you've got Chandler who's just, like, trying to, like, stick it to his dad. Like, hey, dad, look at me. I could be a bosun. I suck.
Why is everyone so bad at their job?
Like, I don't get it. I love Ashton and Ross.
Yeah, okay, so, I guess the only people bad at it are Caroline and Chandler.
Yeah, really.
And Riley.
I don't think Riley's bad at her job. She just doesn't want to be third in line or fourth in line.
But she's like, she's a boat captain. I've had to manage people, and sometimes I'm like, wait, what? Why? We did this. You've done this for me for 3 years. How come you don't know how to do it on the fourth?
Oh my God. So you're siding with Chandler?
No, but.
But you are.
He needs to set clear leadership boundaries and assign people jobs.
Okay.
But why did they leave those guests? That was so dumb.
Well, it may have.
You didn't give them a towel? Come on.
Well, they left all their stuff on the boat. Like, that was a dumb move on them. So, like, I don't think Chandler should be blamed for them. But, like, why is he not on the excursion? He had to be on the fishing one.
Because he's lazy.
Yeah. I love
that. That's what this all basically comes down to, people being lazy.
I mean,
people are inherently lazy.
Honestly, like, I could not do that job. Like, mm-hmm. I could not be on for 14 hours.
You are. In your real life job today, you are.
Not for, like, 14 hours straight, though. Like, I just feel like they're, like, always have to be doing, like, they're always doing something. Like, if they're not entertaining the guests, they're, like, cleaning, you know? Like, they're never, like, really, like, sitting there. Like, I'd be like, stick me in the laundry room.
Cinderella, night and day, it's Cinderella.
And then I was loving that they were calling the kids, like, Lady Tyrion or whatever her name was, Tyrion, yeah. And, like, Master Pearson.
I loved Master Pearson.
Master Pearson. And then Kate tweeted, which was, like, actually really cute. She's like, when they would, like, leave their room, we would set up, like, their toys so, like, their dolls were having, like, a tea party or something. And I was like, oh, that's cute. But, like, I also agree, like, don't bring kids on a boat.
No.
No.
Kids are not meant to be on vacation. I spend many vacations being a nanny.
Did your family ever take you on vacations?
Oh, yeah, all the time. But, like, when I was older, that's how I made a bunch of money.
By being an au pair? 3 weeks
on the East Coast, yeah. I call it Shutter Island, but...
Leo was there?
I'd go to the East Coast with this family for, like, 18 days, and at the end of it, I'd be like, I have to get out of Shutter Island. I'd, like, tell the mom that. She was like, you're losing your mind. I'm like, I gotta go. Send me back on the plane. I'll go by alone. I can't fly back with you guys. I'm still friends with them.
Of course you are. You're a parent's dream. Yeah. Okay, did you also watch Real Housewives of Atlanta this week?
So I caught about the first 30, and who is this guy that Portia's dating?
Portia was killing me. Like, I was like, okay.
I did love the red hair. I thought it was a fun look.
The red hair was fire. I agree.
Very, like, total divas.
Yeah. I feel like you're on a Bella Girls kick right now. Have you been watching the show?
I may have been watching it.
I mean, I didn't even know that was who the other people were at the table with Gina or Sheena and James.
Yeah, I watch that show actually a lot. It always seems to be on E.
I mean, and I heard that one of them, I know, again, sorry, my ADD, but I heard one of them went out on a date with Peter from The Bachelor.
She sure did. And I thought they were filming The Bachelor, but I got confused.
Like, what are you doing here?
I was like, is he the new Bachelor? And she wanted to go on it to meet him. I'm like, wow, ABC, Chris Harrison.
The Bachelor House. Did we say this last week, right?
Oh,
The Bachelor House.
Burned down too.
Yeah, shame. The sad thing is the real family, like, lives there. Like, not besides, right, like, all the memories of, like, The Bachelor stuff, but, like, that's, like, you know. It's what? It's sad. Okay, back to three stories ago. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
So what does that guy do?
I have no idea. Apparently, like, a food restaurant or food chain or something. But he knows Candy somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love...
Candy was already, like, has the shade on him.
What I love about Real Housewives of Atlanta, they're all weirdly interconnected. Like, they all know the same people. It's never like somebody's dating someone and they're like, we got to get like when Vicky dates Brooks and they're like, oh, we know Brooks. It's like, no, they don't know Brooks.
You know? Right.
So
it seems like very interconnected, like how Beverly Hills is and Dallas. There's like a social scene amongst those towns.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I think it's like a small circle. But I think that like Candy and like somebody that Candy, like maybe it's Carmen, you know, like Candy's assistant.
I'm not super familiar with Atlanta, so no.
Okay, I bet maybe like Carmen slept with him or something, or like he's some, or like maybe Block knows him. That's Candy's ex. That's like her baby daddy, Riley's dad. Right. Something's weird, but it's so funny because Portia is like just so keen on getting engaged to this, and then with her red hair too. Like one of the days she came out wearing like an all red sweatsuit, and I was like, "There's too much red happening."
Right. And then she used his toothbrush.
Well, he got her a toothbrush. She's like, what the hell am I supposed to do with these soft bristles? This toothbrush is too soft. She's like, you see these chompers? Like, I cannot use a soft toothbrush. So it was just, it made me laugh. I was laughing. But the sad part is like that like Nene storyline is that Greg has cancer.
Yeah, and you can tell he's lost the weight. And if you've had cancer, being in the heat is like a different thing.
Yeah, I think Greg has actually been one of the best house husbands on all of the shows.
And yeah, so, I mean, they got married like 2 times on camera.
I know. I'm still convinced that when they got divorced, it was because of like tax reasons.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. Besides that, though, but I just feel like I'm like he cannot pass away. And I don't know, is he in remission now? Can somebody tell us?
I don't know the news on that. But we've really, I can't believe we've had over 100 housewives and mm-hmm. not one of them has died. That's like crazy to me.
Housewife?
And then the only, oh, no housewife has actually died.
Is that a fact? I actually don't know.
No, that's a fact. And then the only house husbands was Taylor Armstrong's.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's another one. I don't know who. Richard. Oh, Bobby.
Bobby Zarin. Yeah, Bobby Zarin.
Yeah. I feel like there's still another one, though.
No, Richard was already gone. Same with Carol's husband.
Gretchen's Jeff.
Yeah, but they weren't married. But
we're going down a deep, dark road.
But it is kind of crazy for such... so many people being involved in these shows that mm-hmm. we haven't really seen that much.
Which I'm glad. I'm glad we haven't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. And that's not how I like my housewives.
And Jill Zarin is back filming New York right now.
So there's like a lot there's a lot of like speculation because so Luann posted a photo of all the housewives from last season minus Carol plus Barbara, who looks like she belongs more on the Jersey cast, plus Jill, and said like congratulations to the official cast, but then she deleted it.
So I heard that Jill is not officially coming back, but will be making appearances.
Yeah, so like basically how she has been like the past few seasons.
No, but I think this season will be a little bit more involved.
Okay, I gotta say though, I really don't like Jill without bangs. There's something about her face that's creeping me out.
Oh, I think Jill looks better than ever. That whole New York cast, they're like Benjamin Button.
They really are. They all look fantastic.
Like, yeah, so I'm like, has Ramona done more work or does she just Facetune too much or is she the same person?
Well, speaking of Facetune, like Cam Westcott from Dallas like posted this photo of her, Carrie, and Leanne where they've literally Facetuned Leanne's nose from her face. Like it's missing. You'll have to post that tomorrow. The story.
I've actually seen it.
It's bad. It's like Voldemort bad.
Okay.
Like it's just like she's not even the Wicked Witch of the West of Dallas. She's Voldemort.
You guys, I tried to put Leanne's head on the witch with the bike, and Courtney said bad news.
Okay, Mary.
I can add it to my story tomorrow.
Mary, you've done better. And I feel like that makes me look like a bully again, that I'm bullying you. But I'm just saying, I think I've seen some skills that you have.
It takes so much effort.
Maybe it was the font.
Okay. Well, it's going to be in the story tomorrow.
Okay, so I also wanted to talk about this show that I watched that I really want to recommend to all of you, plus a podcast too. One, Dirty John, I believe a preview.
Comes out the 25th.
Yes, but I believe that they aired an episode tonight. So if you were, if you've set your TiVo or DVR for it, it should be on there. I believe it's like the first episode. They were just doing it tonight because I think that Thursday is going to be its average day, or not average day, its usual day, but next Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I gotta get on that.
Get on what?
I'm like really mad about that. Literally, my sister texted me. She's like, we can't forget to watch Dirty John on November 25th. I'm like, seriously, you're texting me about that? Like, what's wrong with you?
Big fan, big fan. I mean, it was a good podcast. Mary, you have to listen. You still haven't listened to it, right?
No, no. I'm like four episodes in.
Perfect.
Those daughters, though.
Well, the voices are bad, yes.
Yeah.
But like,
also, they sound like ours.
Yeah, probably. Mine is probably worse. I'm sure somebody's written a review about it. I can't say my G's. I say my K's. Too bad.
And we can't say anyways anymore.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
Anyway.
But really, Dirty John. And then what was I saying though? Oh, so
the Bodyguard.
Yeah, so the same people who did that I also mentioned Dr. Death before. So there's also, and this is like exciting for me because I'm a big New England Patriots fan, but they also did this new podcast called Gladiator, and it's all about the death of Aaron Hernandez. Well, it's not about his death, but it's about like what they think led him to this way and like the whole story of the murder that he allegedly committed.
He's the football player. Did he have a concussion?
Yes. So they
did he commit suicide?
Yes, in jail. But he allegedly killed like three people.
Well, that's like the whole concussion Will Smith movie.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. No, but what?
If I ever had kids, I don't know if I'd let them play football.
No, it's a scary thing, but that's besides the point. Anyways, Gladiator, it's great. It's another just 6-episode quick thing. Another 6-episode series that I want you guys to check out is Bodyguard on Netflix.
Not to be confused with, I have nothing. Nothing. You guys, I texted Courtney and was like, can you tell me 20 minutes before we're going to go on because I'm going to pour a glass of wine? I think it's hitting me right now. I'm feeling like silly.
Is it Rombauer?
No, I'm in a wine club. It's my wine club wine.
Did you get it when you were up in Napa?
Yes.
Okay, great. But anyways, Bodyguard, not starring Whitney Houston, but starring Robb Stark from Game of Thrones, Richard Madden, who is beautiful. Mm-hmm. He is a bodyguard to this political this like head of state for the UK, whatever it is. But it's so good. It's a BBC show. It's 6 episodes. They're all on Netflix right now. But what's funny is he's Scottish, so he has like a really strong accent. So he'd be like, yes, mum. Yes, mum. Yes, mum. 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 And I'm like, why is he calling all these, like, the first time he says it, I'm like, wow, I didn't realize, like, that seems like nepotism. He's working for his mom. It's so strange. Come to find out, it means, he's saying ma'am. But it was very confusing. I was like, I like to do what I call separate but together with my friends in LA, is where when we're in LA together, we don't want to get together. Oh my God, Mary, your trains are wild. I don't
they
know.
Can't hear them though. Only you can because the earphones.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Guys, do you ever hear the trains going by, Mary? It is so loud. Another one's going by?
Courtney, keep talking.
I'm sorry. I'm just like, I can't get past it.
I'm here living it.
Okay, I didn't even drink wine. Anyways, we do what's called separate but together, where we watch the exact same show at the exact same time, but we're all by ourselves in our houses.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's like watching live TV.
Yeah. So it's, but it's on DVR or Netflix. Okay, I see how you could go that route.
That's like what people used to do.
But you couldn't text them.
This is so dumb. Okay. But I like it. Okay.
Anyways, I just kept saying, why is he calling a mom? And then apparently I'm not the only one, because Netflix then released this whole thing on Twitter where people are tweeting about it, being like, thank God I figured out he was saying ma'am, or else this would be a weird incestual show and I didn't like it. Anyways.
That is really funny.
Anyways, I'm so sorry for that tangent. Like 45 minutes into this podcast, maybe we'll get to the shows from this week.
Separate but together. Watching live TV.
Well, when you put it like that way, obviously that makes more sense now.
Okay, let's go to Orange County.
Real Housewives of Orange Casita.
Yeah. Okay, so it basically starts off with Kelly wanting Gina's leftovers, aka Matt.
Yeah, Kelly comes over to the casita, right? Oh no, she comes over to the main house, and then they're gonna go
to the casita.
They're gonna fill up like her laundry basket with stuff to take to the casita. Like, you don't need any more throw pillows, Gina.
Also, Gina drives a minivan, which I was kind of shocked about.
Well, maybe she's just taking the footsteps of the Jersey housewife that also drives a minivan that we found out this week, too.
Has two sets of twins.
Wild.
We digress. Let's not go into that.
It's already there. Sorry. If you guys are still here, thank you.
So the current update on Gina is she still has the casita in real time, and I don't think they've told the kids yet.
Still in real time?
I think so. I read like a little Bravo article.
Oh my god.
But I do like this whole thing. I've heard of people doing this. The kids not leaving, which it is pretty smart.
Yeah, I agree. But I think, like, first off, again, I don't know their life, but I only know what I see. But it's like clearly, like, he should be the one who is living in the casita.
Well, he's gone all week anyways. So she's only going there 2 days, like Saturdays and Sundays.
But like, why? Like, why can't he be in the casita in Orange County?
Oh, because he's got to have some overnights with the kids. He's gone all week. He's gone Monday through Friday in LA.
But he, like, doesn't want to be with them.
No, that's horrible. I think I want to hear Matt's side of the story.
Yeah.
And I think they're having sex.
Well, when she said that they're talking about her birthday and she's like, oh, yeah, he called me to say happy birthday and then tried to have phone sex with me. I'm like, what's the story?
Well, okay. And do you think they, like, FaceTime phone sex or just...
Yeah.
Talk phone sex.
FaceTime phone sex.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. I think so. They're both, like, hot. I could see it.
He's really hot.
Yeah. So, and then it was, like, so funny, though, because they go from Gina's house, and then they're driving over, and Kelly just out of nowhere has a popsicle.
And the whole time I was thinking, where's Gina's popsicle? And where did they get the popsicle? Well, did they bring it from Gina's house? Did they stop at a liquor store, a bodega?
I don't think we have bodegas in OC, but I was assuming that Gina gave them to the kids before she left, and then Kelly was like, I want one of those.
And then she is sucking it down. And I put up that video, guys, and it got taken down by Instagram. Because, yeah, we noticed that scene. It was a huge scene for me. And I was laugh out loud on my couch, rewinding. I thought this was the funniest thing.
Yeah, I just get a text from Mary that's like, the popsicle. And I'm like, I mean, at this point, I don't even know if she's watching OC. But I knew exactly what you were talking about. But, okay, so then, I know I'm skipping ahead, but I loved seeing... It was like, why couldn't we see Michael and Kelly like this previously? They're still totally fucking.
So I deep dived into Michael this week.
Oh, wow. You've had a lot of time this week.
Between being locked in a room with 32 9-year-olds, I've had a ton of time. But yeah, I found his like LinkedIn and... He needs to update the picture. He actually, I think, looks hotter with age. No surprise from me. But him volunteering and making the buttons, I feel like he's just such a hands-on dad. Like, he's definitely on the PTA. And then I loved how he's like, get your hair out of your face. You're so beautiful.
I know. Well, it's so funny because I just love, too, when, like, Kelly is doing, like, her jazz hands. And she's like, you know, Jolie takes more after Michael. And it's like, well,
She said that before. Like, that was
a previous
remark.
No, like, I literally think she's just like, no, she takes after Michael. Because remember when we saw her go to Jolie's audition and she, like, could not stop laughing?
Yeah.
And I was like, she's like, my kid's a dork. Like, I felt like that's just what she was saying. Like, she's just, but they were so cute with, like, watching Jolie and they were just, like, so excited for her. And I think that I think they're really good parents.
Do you think they'll get back together? They were so touchy-feely. Like, that was wild to me.
I know. There was, like, an arm around her. Then she's, like, leaning into him. Then, like, a kiss. Yeah, there was, like, a kiss and then, like, a forehead kiss. And I was like, wait, they're so cute. I feel like they in, like, 5 years they'll get back together.
But almost, like, maybe they would do well just, like, not living together. Like, dating each other.
Like, they need to start over.
But, like, never live together again.
Oh. Okay. So, like, you know who did that? Helena Bonham Carter and Tim Burton. They used to live in houses next to each other. Mm-hmm. But they were married. Here's your fun fact of the week.
But then, and then, okay, Kelly's just, she just takes it one step too far. She's like, Jolie, you looked great. You could, if you wanted to transition, you look great as a boy.
I was like, okay.
Her mom's literally like saying in front of her, like, do I look like a hooker tonight?
Kelly. It's like, poor Brianna. Jolie.
Jolie's advanced.
Yeah. I really like Jolie just seems like a sweet kid, and I really love their relationship. Like, I think, the craziest ones always have the best kids.
Yeah, I like Jolie.
Okay, so let's talk about the cup reading.
Okay.
First off, Tamara, when she was like, I don't like this psychic stuff. Like, I don't believe in it. And then we're like, and then the editors are like, fuck you, Tamara. Yeah. Scott the psychic.
So good. So are you saying he doesn't have cancer?
Why would Scott lie? He's a psychic.
They love to just repeat a storyline as well.
I know. I agree. I just, that's all I'm saying. I don't know.
But so basically the psychic first says, like, Tamara, like, you have the right to divorce your husband. That was the first line she said.
Tamara was like,
wait, what? I'm not going to divorce my husband. And then she totally flips it. She's like, wait, is my husband going to die? Makes it super dramatic. Because the woman was like insinuating that they were going to separate.
Now, what did you think about that? Did you feel like, I know we talked about like Tamara versus Emily, but do you think that they were trying to set something up? Or like, do the producers know something we don't know? Like, is there like drama in Paradise over in Ladera Ranch?
Well, they're moving to Coda.
Is it going to be Coda to Casita? Is Tamara moving to a casita?
I actually don't think there's trouble in Paradise. I think they love each other.
Yeah.
And I think so many people are against them that they're just going to like will themselves through it.
Well, and I also was rewatching the Mexico episode of the Tres Amigas, and you know when they're like shit faced and they're eating street tacos, like they're clearly like speaking very honestly, and she just was like, I love Eddie so much. And I was like, I didn't think that was fake.
Well, and then even like in her confessional later, she's like, I don't know like what I would do if he died. I would be like so broken. And it seems like I think they have a good relationship.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Like, go to Costco and buy shrimp together and
I feel like
bike ride.
Yeah, but I feel like he sometimes I'm like, does he, like, he doesn't like Ryan, right?
I don't think so. I think he gets frustrated, though, by Tamara because she, like, asks so many questions and stuff and, like, tries to pick his boogers. So he gets frustrated by her. Could you imagine if someone tried to pick your boogers? Like, that's disgusting.
On camera?
That's disgusting. What they do off camera, I mean, we know they take bubble baths.
Yeah, and that was on camera. So can you imagine what's off camera?
I don't know.
No thanks. No, we know, because remember you told us about the penis and the butthole. Or not the butthole, the belly button.
The belly button.
I'm sorry. My head went somewhere else. But that's what they do off camera. And now I can't. Now it's back in my head, the image. Mary.
You brought it up.
I know, but I was thinking that's what they do off camera. Moving on. So then, though, what is annoying is, like, the cup reader was like, I know your name is Shireen, but who is another name that starts with an S-H? And I was like, hey, I don't know. Emily's husband's name is Shane.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
S-H needs help.
Yeah, it's like.
Both of the S-H people need help. Shannon and Shane.
Shane's trying to find his heart. Shannon's trying to find her Vicodin. I don't know.
Shannon's trying to find her sanity.
Yeah. I mean, I think I feel, I mean, in real time, people are saying, like, Shannon and Tamara are done.
The Tres Amigas are done. The Tres Abuelas.
Don't even get me started on that.
But
let's talk about it, though. Okay, so basically it's like two competing parties. Like, so Gina's turning 34. And I actually felt bad for Gina this episode because I felt now this episode was that she actually doesn't really want the divorce. She's just trying to be like, like she doesn't want it to go. She doesn't want to have a bad relationship with Matt, so she's accepting it. I felt like we kind of saw her break a little bit. Like, I'm not going to get a birthday card. Like, I'm not going to get an anniversary card. Like, I felt it was finally hitting her.
Well, and that she's not going to see her kids full time.
Yeah. And, you know, and Kelly was saying, like, oh, that'll suck and, you know, but whatever. But, like, I felt this week. And so this was, like, her first birthday alone. And I felt bad with her at her birthday dinner. Did you feel bad for her?
I thought it was weird they had a 5 p.m. reservation. But, and then, wait, we also saw the moment where she missed the game ball thing. Like, she was at the game, but she missed him getting the game ball.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I feel like we finally saw this side of her where it was, like, this is hitting her, this divorce. And so it was, right. Like, you know, she's so sad to miss that. And then it was, like, when they're at the dinner. And granted, like, you know, Tamara does this again where she's like, oh, my God, oops, I forgot about Gina's party. It's like, literally get a new storyline, Tamara. You did this shit with Lizzie.
Yeah, good for you for remembering that. I'm actually surprised Lizzie wasn't at the party because she's friends with Emily. I feel like she would have weaseled her way back in and, like, Gretchen been on it, too.
Well, I also feel like this party was, like, the day before.
Oh, yeah, you're probably because, right.
I mean, a 5 p.m. reservation for 6 people, like, that's probably, like, the earliest. It was either, like, 5 p.m. or 10 p.m.
Right, and, like, wear your sequins, yeah. Nightclubbing.
But I thought that it was, like, sweet, but it just, like, you could tell, like, Gina was, like, actually hurt because I think she just was, like, I wanted to be surrounded by people because I'm alone.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And so but what pissed me off is the Tres Abuelas thing, but when they were, like, so basically Tamara goes over to Vicky's because Vicky's had her surgery still, and Vicky is, like, drugged out.
Wait, and let's also talk about Michael being like, Mom, like, we're done with the surgeries. We're so pissed at you. You got to stop doing this. And I, like, love that he was, like, concerned about her because sometimes I feel like he's a sociopath and, like, doesn't have a soul. So I was happy to see this side of him. And, like, he was like, really, Mom, we don't want you to die on the table because of your face.
And your life insurance.
Then Vicky still has a life insurance policy on Dawn. And clearly, I don't know that much about any insurance. But so everyone was like, well, the reason why she has that is because she's paying Dawn's spousal support. So she's hoping to make that money back in the end.
I don't think that's true. I think what it was is when they were married, she opened a premium up on him. Like, and so she had been paying into the life insurance.
So then she just keep on paying it and then she'll get it.
I think so. Like, there's something, I mean, again, I don't know either. And, like, Vicky is actually a very smart insurance lady. She's a businesswoman.
She's going to make $12 a month on Gina.
$12 a month?
Yeah. She's going to do Gina's insurance because Gina didn't realize that she's going to get off Matt's insurance when she divorces him.
So why is she making $12?
So she has to get her own policy. This was on the show. So she has to get her own policy. And Vicky said she'd make $12 a month on Gina's policy.
Oh, I guess I missed that.
Yeah.
But
fun fact.
But so anyway, because of the surgeries, Vicky can't go out. And so Tamara basically decides, and the producers were setting her up because Tamara had even said earlier that week when she was like talking to Shannon or Vicky or something that like, she was like, well, I'd rather come. Oh, it's to Vicky. Like, I'd rather come here than go to that party.
Right.
So like she was setting this up the whole time. And it's like, if we have to have a grandma party because Shannon can't poop.
And then they flash back. And it's like, no wonder why David divorced you. You're literally having him go up your asshole to find an enema plug.
Like,
it's just... Or snot plug or whatever that is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like, it's a bottle. Like, kind of think of, like, a ketchup bottle, like, from a restaurant. And then you shoot, like, saline up your butt from it.
Have you done one? Mary, have you done an enema on your butt?
You literally... I can't.
Guys, I think this is... I think this is admission from Mary that she's done an enema in her butt. Did it break?
No.
Did anyone have to go up there to try to find anything?
I just couldn't imagine. I'm literally getting sweaty right now thinking about this.
Well, Mary, but what if I came over and I was like, I want to do it. Will you do it for me? And I bent over.
Tamara didn't do it. You do it to yourself.
Yeah, but Tamara, they went behind the doors and then they were like, okay, do it. And it was like.
You didn't do it. She's a liar.
I just.
That's a fake story. Ugh. Enema fake story.
But I didn't even think that it was funny that they were dressed as grandmas. Like, I didn't find it funny because like
it was like too far. It's like this is not reality TV. This is so staged.
Yeah, this is so dumb. Like, she literally had like a, because we know Tamara can't do makeup like that, so she had a makeup artist come over. And then they're like making fun of the. It's like they were like, you know, we can make fun that we're old, but you can't make fun of us being old. Because then when they FaceTime and they're obviously like pissed, like, you know, you said you were coming and then you didn't show up, so they're like mad. And so then they're like, oh, don't forget your foot cream. And Shannon's like, oh, did you hear that? They're making fun of your foot cream, Vicky.
The martinis and bridge.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, you guys keep saying you're old. And they're like, I don't want that lifestyle. If that's the kind of life I have to live to hang with those girls, I don't want it. It's like, you guys, Tamara, you got hammered and broke your foot in Mexico.
Yeah, you're like, so embarrassing.
Like, don't tell us that, like, they're so embarrassing. Like, you can't live that life. Just don't.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, what it made me realize, though, is this show needs to be centered around Kelly. The Trace Abuelas out.
Yeah, they're done.
Kelly, Emily, Gina. I want, like, the Trace Abuelas have proven that, like, that's why they don't need to be on this show.
Yeah, they can do a spinoff at a geriatric center.
And they can put it on oxygen.
And they can have it with Mama D and.
Yeah, TV Land with Pat Altschul.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that next week is the finale.
Yeah.
What happened this season?
Nothing. But also, well, the big thing is going to be that Emily says, like, she grew up with a mentally ill mother and that they're claiming Shannon's mentally ill and they're diagnosing her. Mm-hmm. But I did not like how Shannon was like, that's so unethical as an attorney to say that. Like, it's like, don't even try to, like, break.
Shannon, you dropped out of law school because you did it to prove a point to a boy.
Yeah,
so
literally.
So you didn't take that class, so you don't know what's ethical and what's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, it's like, don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Ooh.
Emily's going to give you facts at the Femme Fatale finale. Casita. Yes. At the casita.
Casita, casita, casita.
Casita. So let's go from one casita to the mansion in Jersey.
So we met the two new housewives. And sorry, guys, Patterson is where Teresa grew up, and Franklin Lakes is very different than Patterson, yes, apparently.
We're so sorry. We're so sorry. You guys, it's like I don't even know if my neighborhood is a good neighborhood, and I live in it. I'm so, like, 3,500. I'm sorry. But I appreciate when people do fact check us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And how weird was it to see Gia driving?
Well, and then It's like, this is the same thing of like when we saw Shannon's kids driving. It's like, they get to practice on such nice cars.
Yeah, that like red BMW.
It was gorgeous. Well, I think it was a white but red interior. But yes, like it,
yeah, you're right.
Like, Gia's just grown. Like, they're just all so much older. Like, we saw Adriana being born, and that girl's like 8 now.
Pretty sure it's going to be Gia's 21st birthday, and I'll tell her, drink your morning recovery before you go to bed. And guys,
speaking of
morning recovery, I use it all weekend long. I drink it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and not Sunday, though. I didn't need it on Sunday. But it's so easy. You can go out, have your cocktails, take it before you go to bed, and wake up fresh as a daisy. How could I go out so many nights in a row?
I mean, you're a robot, so I'm actually not sure. But no, but it's great, especially like we mentioned before, all the holiday parties coming up. I don't know about you, but I have like 2 Friendsgivings this week, upcoming week, which I know is going to involve some wine. I plan on starting my night out with a glass of morning recovery.
And you guys go to morningrecoverydrink.com/TJG. They have an adorable landing page and it'll say, hey, 2 Gigi Girls listener. And now they're giving us 20% off. And that's off 6 packs, 12 packs, and 24 packs. Guess what? December 1st, only 24 days till Christmas. We know everyone drinks a lot during the holiday season. So just get that 24 pack, 20% off using code TJG.
And then also, isn't there more?
Oh, and then they will send you an email. They're running a promotion right now where anyone that places an order can gift a 6-pack to a friend. So the holiday season's coming up.
Listen,
buy
if you
it
need,
for
like,
yourself and give it to your friend.
This is actually like would be a great white elephant gift.
Oh, that is so true.
Like if you came, you know, you usually have to spend like a certain amount of money. But if you got this and like somebody's like, what is this? You're like, it's your lifesaver. Mm-hmm. Like drink, and you can have one right now.
Yeah.
So just TJG, 20% off, morningrecoverydrink.com/TJG.
And we think Gia, we're going to see her 21st birthday. And that's why we went into that. Anyways.
It was really natural, right?
Yeah.
It was so natural.
They go to get Manny petties. I love that Nono wanted to get a petty.
Ugh. Nono just breaks. You know, for all this shit that we talk about Teresa, her family really is, like, so sweet. Like, her girls are still so sweet. Like, her father, he's just, like...
Mm. They're true Italian Catholic family about old roots.
Mm-hmm.
And Nono visiting his wife every day. Do you think he can drive?
I'm not sure. I think Nono drinks a lot.
Nono clearly got a little overexcited at Easter dinner.
Yeah, I think Nono drinks a little bit, so I'm not sure. But, like, I'm actually, like, Teresa was, like, endearing to me tonight. But Teresa was, like, I actually liked this episode of Jersey.
I'm Team Tree for sure. And I also, you know, I like how she's being honest with her oldest, and I mean, her oldest has had to grow up really fast with her mom going away. She had to help out dad a lot. And then now I feel like she's kind of not equal with her mom, but
no, but she's like
able
a peer
support.
Yeah. She's almost like a peer where she like Teresa clearly like trusts her with a lot.
Yeah. I mean, well, she had to grow up fast because of all of this, but she's, I think, doing it in a mature way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very proud of the Lady Gia has become that we've seen on the TV show.
And she's going to college this year.
Good for her. I don't know still where they get this money.
Well, that's why she does so many appearances.
Got it. Okay, but here's what I don't need. Like, Marge, are you worried about your age?
She wants a facelift.
She wants a facelift, but then, like, we're doing, like, the Tamara storyline with the tattoo on the ring finger. Like, we got the naked showers last week. It's like, less is more. And I'm okay with that.
But I do love how, like, Joe is obsessed with her.
Yeah. I didn't realize that they had been married for 5 years.
Yeah, 6, 19, 13.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Wait, and also I love her idea about this hospital heroes thing. I think this is so, so brilliant.
It's so sweet, too. Like, it is, and it's really, it's so cute, especially because you see, like, I always see, like, the guys in, like, the Marvel universe, they'll, like, go dressed up as their character to, like, all the children's hospitals and everything, and I'm like, that would just be so sweet if these kids, too, could, like, be their own superhero.
But this is, like, such a simple idea. Like, they're going to make them wear, you know, a hospital gown, but, like, make it fun and exciting for them.
Right.
It's just so adorable.
Yeah, I really like that idea. And I like that Dolores was, like, all in on that. The Dolores-Marge friendship is, like, killing me, and it's, like, killing Danielle.
Literally killing Danielle.
First off, Danielle looks horrible. Like,
she went straight, I would say, Patterson on her.
From what we know, yeah. I think she went Patterson on her.
She's like, when did you two become buddies? What are you talking about? You're gonna go hang out with Dolores?
She's like, huh? She's like, Dolores is not my friend. That hurts me. That hurts me deeply. What do you guys even have in common? You cheated on your husband, and she cheated on, and she got cheated on. And I was like, whoa. That you went from not, 0 to 100 real fast.
You do not have my back. And didn't you think that will make Danielle very upset? This hurts me. I'm being hurt. Danielle is being hurt. She was talking in the third person.
Like, it was so weird, though, because Marge was just like...
The music in the background was so classic. It was like the producers making fun of Danielle. Like, she's like, and Marge is like, wait, what's going on? I'm not even going to yell at you. She's like, this is what I do when I'm hurt.
Yeah, she's like, why'd you go below the belt? Like, that just was like rude. And then, like, the fact is, because I'm like, maybe she wanted Marge to have, like, make a give her a reaction to that. But I was like, that was very fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been like, cool, bye.
Well, that's literally what happened.
Well, Marge, no, like, but that's because Danielle left it. She's like, I can't even talk right now.
They're just going to mock Danielle all season, these producers. Everyone's over it.
Oh, because they hate her so much.
They hate her.
But, like, didn't you feel like you got a glimpse of prostitution, Hoa?
Oh, this was like, this is like a drug addict manipulation.
No, like, I just felt like it was season one. Danielle was back.
Sociopath.
She's back, baby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bridezilla.
Yeah. And then even Frank, disbarred Frank, he really is like a Miss Cleo. You know, she's not the best. But she's like, Danielle's going to turn on Marge.
Yeah, totally.
To Dolores. And then they did, so it was like the meetup of the week was like to go throw axes.
The hatchet throwing.
Oh, the hatchet. Thank you. I was like, what was it called?
Yeah, this is it, Mike.
Yeah. What did you think of that? That actually looked kind of fun.
Oh, it seems like way harder than it should be.
Yeah.
I love that, like, Marge and Dolores are going to be able to get along. And, mm-hmm. you know, then they threw out this whole Oklahoma trip, which it seems like now all of these seasons are doing double trips. It's like one
domestic, yeah.
One intercontinental.
One international trip and one domestic trip. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what you said, but you're on the right path. We all know what you meant.
But because it's like the Atlanta girls went to Miami, the Dallas girls went to Beaver Creek. Mm-hmm. Now these girls are going to
the OC, or the New York Housewives always go to the Berserkshires.
Yeah, so we're getting into two uninterrupted trips.
Well, it's so funny because we meet the new girl. We met both of them because one came over to Melissa's house earlier. She had, you had mentioned she has
the two sets of twins.
What was her name?
I didn't catch the name.
Barbara? No, that's New York. Jackie.
Okay.
I think it's Jackie.
She's a journalist about parenting. I found that disturbing.
In what sense?
Her kids were insane.
Oh, so you mean like she doesn't deserve...
I wouldn't take her parenting advice.
Okay. Well...
I mean, they were not well-mannered.
Well, I felt, first
it
off...
It seems very chaotic at the Gorga house.
Yeah, I was stressed out. I think it was
just like he has a bunch of kids coming. I mean, there were seven kids there.
Oof. Yeah. That was a lot. And they're probably like playing up for the cameras, too.
Well, meanwhile, in my classroom today, there was a popcorn fight. So, you know, who am I to judge? stop throwing popcorn. What's going? No, you know what? Nobody. Just everyone put your heads down.
Tell us more.
No.
We guys, the new subject of this podcast is
Mary's parenting.
Mary's parenting hacks 101. But okay, so anyway, so we met Jackie, which we didn't get a lot of Jackie. All we got was that she hit a bullseye with the hatchet. But we got right. a lot of Josephine from Queens, who is going to have, who everyone will hate her husband at the end of the season. I am sure of it.
Yeah. She's like, I've never gone on a trip without my kids and my husband. She has 5 kids.
I thought they were stepkids because, one, I didn't think she was like, she didn't, like, her talking heads are very much different than, like, who she is in real life because she looks much younger in her talking heads. Like, I thought she was, like, 40.
Why are her eyebrows so long? Did you notice that?
I did not notice that.
Oh, my gosh. They were, like, I felt like they were, like, 4 inches both ways.
Like, they're, like, going past, they're going, like, below her eyes.
They kind of reminded me of, like, Darcy's a little bit.
Ooh, Darcy. Darcy. Darcy, you have a drinking problem, Darcy.
And then I also love, like, who gave you permission to drink that soda?
Oh, yeah. Like, and then he was like, when she was like, oh, so the girls invited me to Oklahoma. And he's like, and you said no? And I was like, all right, Professor Snape over there, like, chill out. Like, yeah. I felt like, oh, okay, so he's, like, the controlling husband, and her thing this year is, like, she wants to be free.
Right.
Like, is she going to divorce?
The youngest is going to kindergarten.
Is she going to divorce him? Is she here to get a divorce?
I actually don't think so, because they just got that new house, and it has 9 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms. A spa, a movie theater, yeah. Like, she's staying in that house. I feel like we'd never been around, like, Melissa's whole house before. I was kind of impressed with her house, too.
But I feel like they have, because Melissa's house, I feel, is very similar to, like, what Teresa's was, where it's just, like, these really high ceilings and, like, this, like, overdone, but there's, like, no furniture in there.
Well, they all have, like, the same stairwells.
Yeah. Like, I feel like there's, like, just, like, baby cherubs, like, laying around in, like, the ceilings and, like, the railings. Like, I feel like you're just, like, they're, like, we built a house that we think Michelangelo would love.
Yeah. It's
not the Ninja Turtle.
Not to be confused.
Right, right, right. But pizzas, both liked pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So basically, yeah, everyone's going to hate her husband by the end.
Did you hate him?
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
First season Shane, man.
Oh. But it's also like she kind of signed up for that.
Right, like...
Like, by marrying him, it's like you chose to not... It seems like she
chose... You chose to not have an equal partnership.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you chose to... not work and have the kids and kind of take on that role while he is taking on the money role.
Okay, so something that did bother me about when we were – I'm backtracking, sorry. But when we met the other new housewife, Jackie, at Melissa's, was when she was trying to pretend like she didn't know who the players were. When she was like, so your husband is Teresa's brother? Huh? And it's like, Don't play us. Like, we know you know. Nobody signs up for show and doesn't do their homework. We've talked about this before. That annoys me.
Yeah, I agree.
But what also annoys me is I don't like this revisited storyline about Joe versus Teresa versus Melissa.
Okay, but I think this is, like, for reals because Nono is upset. Like, why hasn't his son called in 2 weeks?
Well, and then he's like, job is my life and blah, blah, blah. It's like, then call him on your way home from work. You don't have to stop by. Just call him.
And you should stop by once a week and have a glass of wine.
Yeah. Like, he should. He should go. Didn't Joe have, like a man cave in that house? Like, he could just go down there with Nono, have a glass of wine, and leave. He doesn't have to hang out with the family. And he could tell Teresa, that's the stipulation. I come. I'm just hanging out with Dad.
Or even just they all come over for Sunday night dinner, the whole fam.
I actually can understand maybe you don't want to, like, give up your whole weekend. He's, like, the thing is Teresa's obviously also, because she went through the whole thing of being at camp. And so she lost that year with her mom. So, like, she knows, like, with her dad, like, she's not letting anything stop her from being in the way of being, like, with him.
I completely, that was like, I think I literally wrote that down. That was like my whole thinking process because, no, you're so right. Like, it's like she knows what it's like to lose time with someone, and mm-hmm. she's so upset that she lost that time with her mom, so she's not going to let that happen with her dad.
Yeah, but I feel like she doesn't know. Time. But she doesn't know how to communicate that. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that but Joe's also, not very I was smart pissed
too. Everyone, I mean, you're an only child, so but it's like there
I
is.
I also have two sisters, so that's fine.
Oh yeah, who I've met both of them.
That's fine.
No, but okay, like. Okay.
Continue.
That's totally wrong. Okay. But no, but I mean, well, you have like, I'm not going to dig myself into a grave, but okay. With your sisters, like everyone has like a different role with their family and sure. playing in a part. And sometimes you get like a harder role, I think sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yes. 100%. But it's like, but that's what I'm saying is like, just call him. Like, if you yeah. called him every day and then you said, we're going to do this, like, and you plan, you don't have to see him every week, but just call him. And, like, just, if you did that, too, Teresa literally wouldn't bother you.
Yeah.
Because you would be, because she wants you to do it for Nono. She doesn't want you to do it for her.
Yeah. And well, and she's also sick of hearing it because
right.
she's got to hear it all day.
Yeah. And even Gia has to hear it.
Yeah. Everyone's sick of it.
Yeah.
Call.
Call. Just call. Well,
literally, you can't bring over your whole family 6 o'clock Sunday night, 6 to 8, and then you're done. I don't think they live that far apart.
Well, I don't know how far Patterson and Franklin Lakes is. I'm just kidding. I think they live in I feel like they probably live in the same cul-de-sac, but the cul-de-sac's just so big.
Well, and then I think about these buses. Do these buses come in front of your house every day? You don't go to a bus stop?
What?
Like, they all take the bus to school because they'll be like, oh, the bus is here. So the bus comes and picks – it's like a chauffeur comes and picks you up at your house?
I think that maybe on the East Coast because of snow. Mm-hmm. This is a generalization and something I just made up. I have no idea.
I never took a bus.
Me neither. I walked uphill both ways, 15 miles in the snow. No shoes.
In Orange County.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. But yeah, but I just, it's like, Melissa, if this is your storyline is fighting with Teresa again, like Melissa, I think, is one of the most gorgeous housewives. I don't care how many surgeries she's had. I think she's one of the most gorgeous housewives. Also one of the most boring.
But also like a natural beauty. Like those Dallas girls, take off the makeup, ladies.
Well, I mean, granted, like Melissa's had 3 nose jobs.
Wait, I was thinking about this. It's like, who are like the most naturally pretty housewives? Like if they didn't have makeup on, I'd say Melissa Gorga.
Mm-hmm. I think Luann.
Okay.
I don't think Luann wears a ton of makeup, so I think she's like very naturally pretty. I actually bet that Stephanie from Dallas is really pretty. She just wears a lot of heavy eyeliner. Like I feel like she'd be really pretty naturally.
And same with Kyle.
Well, Kyle has had the best glow up of any housewife over any franchise.
Agreed.
Like her skin, her teeth, yeah. her hair.
The teeth are just like.
She's a new woman with those teeth. I've never seen so many smiles. Smiles with Kyle. That's like going to be her new business venture.
I love it.
Like she, I mean, she's a great advertisement for those teeth.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And LVP got them too. Before mm-hmm. they were not friends.
Yeah. I think that Gina from OC, I think Emily from, both Gina and Emily are actually very pretty.
I'm going to meet Gina one day too.
But not Emily?
I don't talk to her.
Yes, you literally talk to, you FaceTime with Emily.
Oh, sorry. I just got them mixed up. I was thinking Emily in my head. Sorry.
I know.
Sorry,
Emily
guys.
Looks like a Gina.
I'm getting confused.
I know. Okay. I think Emily looks like a Gina. But yeah, I think like I actually think a lot of the housewives are probably very like the younger ones.
No, but these okay, let's go into Dallas because their makeup is just on
it's jarring.
Real. It's the false eyelashes. It's just too much. It's Leanne and DeAndre specifically that are scary looking.
It's like, okay. I think I said it last week, too, with DeAndre. It was like when she put on that face makeup, I was like, whoa. It was because it was just her foundation. And so she put it like on her lips, too. And it's like I think DeAndre is naturally gorgeous. I've seen like that photo we posted of her from Hard Night Good Morning or whatever. She has like no makeup on. I actually think she's really pretty. She wears way too much makeup. I don't think she needs that much.
Yeah. I they're scary looking with all of it, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think Leanne needs to lighten her hair. I think it's way too dark.
Wait, her hair this week? When they went on the boat, she has it crimped and then like a weird extension of like orange. Did you notice her hair was awful?
I didn't notice that, but I did notice
she reminded me like Sheena Shea, like the ferret look.
Well, so in a previous episode, Leanne was wearing a ponytail. So I don't know. This could have been – I was half paying attention because I was getting ready for work while I was watching it. But she was wearing – at a previous party, she had, like, this crimped ponytail that had, like, this, like, fluorescent orange-red piece.
That's
so it's probably the same piece, right? But it was, like – and it was, like, 10 feet long.
Yeah. It's, like, okay. The Sheena Ferret hair.
Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah. So Leanne was re-wearing hair.
Yeah.
She's got a new line. She's like, it's Leanne's rewear hair. You can wear it 175 different ways, just like my dress. A different style for every style that you can wear with my dress. Rewear hair by Leanne.
And then they can get the Deandra bangs in there too.
Right. Yes. Still not a good look.
No. So basically we kick off the episode with Deandra's like, well, the reason why I was acting like that is because, you know, I don't have a dad and I just have my hot husband and my mom and I were in a really bad place because she's jealous of me because I'm so pretty. And I do apologize though, Cam, because, you know we're in society together. And then meanwhile, Cam has her eyes closed the whole time. It's like,
Deandra, you attacked me. And I don't like when I'm feeling attacked. And you attacked my mother-in-law, Jimmy Westcott, of the Dallas Westcotts. Attacked.
Yeah, so then they made up.
Sparkle dog food. Sorry, moving on.
I loved it. And then Brandy's like jumping, twerking on the bed. She's like, do you like the full moon or the red carpet? Yeah.
So Brandy clearly in this episode just wanted to find a reason to hate Leanne.
And I kind of appreciated a little bit.
Really?
I mean, the argument didn't really make sense because you did do this on camera for national TV. But I understand her thinking process.
But here's the thing, though, is that she could have, like, won this argument. Like, she's like, I know what I'll do. I'll get drunk. It's like, okay. That was last week. Then this week, it's like the recording. And I agree. I think that Leanne would try to, like, blackmail somehow and do something.
Absolutely.
But I also could see Leanne just, like, also recording it just to be funny, to be like, oh, my God, how funny is this video? You know, like, she could – that could have been the reason why. And then, like, later in life, she would have been like, I've got this video. But I just felt like Brandy should have just been, like – she should have handled it better.
Brandy's not the sharpest tool in the shed. Let's say that.
She's not. But I just felt like the fight was so, like – I don't know. Unwarranted, maybe? Just aggressive?
Well, she's pissed. I mean, she's just pissed because she's saying, you've made up all these rumors. You said I'm an alcoholic. Then you said I adopted a baby to save my marriage. Like, you've gone below the belt, and I'm going to do anything to, like, get – she wants to tick her button, so she'll fucking knock her out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's
she's like, basically wants Leanne to give her – what's it called when you're missing one tooth?
A missing tooth. She wants like the black space.
Yeah.
Like a jack-o'-lantern.
Yes. She wants that from Leanne. So then like she'd
always be the perpetual victim against Leanne.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like we could create a Leanne smiling or Brandy smiling without a tooth.
Mary, I think this is your best work yet. I'm excited to see what you come up with for the masses. Okay, so I actually really liked Carrie this episode. Carrie's growing on me this season. Every week, obviously, I change it, but this week I liked her.
Because she dated Lance Armstrong?
I didn't even catch that.
We knew about that before. I knew about that.
But what I liked about Carrie is I was like, one, I like that she split everybody up. So she had the three on the boat so they would talk. She had the other three so that they would talk.
Well, because it's therapist Stephanie.
Yeah, but I like that whole thing. And so I thought, like, I thought that the stuff with her family was sweet. I mean, did I need to see the infamous Duber dick from the Roundup? No.
No.
No, I
didn't. I'm actually surprised he's not more in shape.
Right? Like,
or hasn't even, like, you know, like, sucked that out.
Well, and it's not even like, that he was, like, soft. It was, like, he was doughy.
Yeah.
But, like,
I mean, I wouldn't go on national television naked either.
No. I mean, I would if I was Carrie, because her body's bomb.
Right.
But, like, I mean, and the camera adds 10 pounds, so he probably had 20 cameras on him.
Well, and then they were making out in there and, like, naked in front of everyone. I found it a little bit of an odd situation.
I have to admit. I mean, I know I'm being snarky, but I actually, like, I thought it was kind of cute.
Oh, no.
Because, granted, not his bod, okay? Besides, looking past that, trying to, okay? I know it's big and you can't, but whatever. I thought that it was, like, a full tradition. Like, the whole family did it, and I think just... Like, in general, Europe is just, like, a little bit more freeing and, like, not as, like, buttoned up about, like, being naked and, like, whatever. So, like, I just thought the whole thing was, like, kind of sweet. And, like, I like that everybody basically was, like, participating in this tradition and it's supposed to bring you good luck. And so, you know, I thought it was sweet that Mark and Zuri flew out there.
No, that was, I mean, everyone was in tears. That was pretty adorable. And, like, Zuri's just, she seems like such a pure, like, sweet little soul. She seems like a really... genuinely nice kid, not like Cameron's kids who make fun of her and not speak Spanish. They'll be like punta.
Puta.
Yeah.
Punta, I think, is like just period, like end of the sentence. And she's like, yeah, and that's exactly what I meant. Punta.
Yeah.
But I just thought the whole thing, I was like, oh no, like, remember when I used to have that weird crush on Mark Duber?
It's coming back.
No,
isn't
it's
it?
Not back yet. It's not back, but I just felt like, I was like, oh no, the Dubers are endearing this week.
I mean, they had to have a redemption season, so.
I agree. And I thought that this episode was fun too, in the sense, like I said last week, like, we're in Denmark, show me Denmark. And they were like, Courtney, we hear you. We're going to show you Denmark this week. We're going to give you a boat tour. We're going to give you a bike tour. We're going to take you to Tivoli Gardens. And we're going to have them dressed up as Danish girls.
How can we get Leanne's carnival story? Like,
and every time it changes.
Somehow, I feel like I don't have enough pictures of her carny life.
Yeah.
I'm kind of second guessing it. It's like, did you do like one summer as a carny?
That's what I'm saying. She's like, yeah, well, when I was a carnival, I had boa constrictors wrapped around me. And I was like, huh. What kind of car? Like, I feel like she was, like, part of, like, the Orange County Fair. You know, just, like, travels. It's, like, and then it's the Pomona Fair. And then it's, like, the Ventura Fair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about this carnival. She's acting all of a sudden now. She's, like, in Cirque du Soleil with animals.
I'm curious as well. And I'm doubting it a little bit.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a dumb question. But I feel like it's a legit question.
Okay.
Is a Great Dane Danish? The dog.
Like the dog?
Yeah. Carrie said, I'm a Dane. And I never had heard the word Dane to describe Danish people. I just thought it was like, I'm Danish. But then she said Dane. And I was like, huh.
Food for thought.
Any thoughts on that, Mary?
No.
Damn it. It is a dumb question.
No, I mean, no, I don't. I know. Maybe you're playing tricks on my mind right now. I mean, I'm just thinking about the Wicked Witch of the West.
Wait, that's like, that was the whole thing, though, right? It's like Brandy was trying to push her, right? She's like, oh, because you're still mad at me. She's like, yep. Like, I just
and your little dog too.
Yeah, like I felt like she just was like trying to push her.
Yeah, and then she was.
And then when Deandra and Leanne apologized to each other, I was like, wow, so we made up, but then something still happens because we are definitely not made up in real time.
Well, and then like the whole, she's like, I'm really sentimental. I'm like, are you sentimental or are you a hoarder? Like, you kept like invitation, the wedding bouquet.
Yeah. Well, it's probably because she never thought she was going to have a wedding of her own.
You took my heart. I wish I could turn back time. I can find my way.
Yeah, it just was. But then she kept like trying to do these like, she, like, was really trying to get tears out. And like whenever Leanne's trying, she's like, and just Deandra, it's just like, I loved you. You took my heart. Like, I just.
Crocodile tears.
And it's like, it's so fake.
Well, so fake. I mean, she admitted in Danny Pellegrino's podcast, like, she rehearses. Her and Tamara rehearse their confessionals. They know exactly what they're going to say. They already have their one-liners written out. They're calculated.
Yeah, when she started hitting that stupid bowl again, I was like, enough with the bowl. Like,
you know, her confessionals are too rehearsed for
me. Yeah, it's too calculated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, okay. So, what do we think about... So, then, like, we, like, go to that dinner for the last night.
A Michelin restaurant where they have to eat eyes.
I mean, now I wanted to try that stuff. Like, the kale dipped in whatever, like, that mushroom dip was. I was like, hell yeah.
Just not fancy girls. They're like, take me to A&W for a root beer.
Oh, I mean, I'm the same. But I feel like, you know, when in Denmark, be a Great Dane.
Right. With your sunny side up titties.
Yeah, that was like...
What? What was that?
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, we saw her, we watched her, after she yelled at her, she deleted it. And then I was like, oh, shit. Like, Brandy really thinks she's going to do something with this because she was like, did you delete it from your trash? And I was like, is it not deleted?
Well, yeah, you do have to delete it from your trash. But also, I thought she was so smart. She's like, who knows where she's texted that to, emailed to. That's out there. That's alive in the world, which you do need to think about that now.
Yeah, and I guess it's true because I know, like, they were saying, like, but you did it on national TV. And she's like, yeah, but national TV isn't – they're going to blur me out. They're not going to, like, sell me out in that sense. And so what was the drama that happens next week with the phones?
Something about, like, a cloned phone.
But I'm like, what does that mean, cloned phone?
I don't know. I'm actually really curious. It sounds like someone stole a phone and then cloned it or something.
And then I'm like, and who is the someone? It was Leanne's phone, and then who cloned Leanne's phone?
It must be Brandy.
It must be Barbara Streisand, because didn't she clone her dog?
Yeah, she did for $50,000.
Yeah.
So, and they tried to do it for Jiggy.
Yeah, so it must be Babs.
Yeah.
Huh. Food for thought. Again.
I just don't know if this season's completely working.
What would you change or what would you add?
I think it's kind of like old news. Like, their drama is kind of dumb to me.
Well, it's like, it's just like they don't, they're like not like the bit. New York girls. Like, and it's like, and I guess it's like along the lines of like, there's like a clear divide, but there's not one side that's better than the other, because it's like, I like Leanne here and there, and then I like Brandy here and there, but clearly, like, they don't get along. So it's like putting them together, it like doesn't make it fun, because they can't have fun together. Like the New York girls, they'll be like, oh, you're a slut, okay, let's take some shots.
Yeah, like clip, Sonia, everyone's ridden you on the bus, do you want to come to the Berkshires?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'm gonna pee on my diaper on the jitney. But like, there's something I think is honestly, like, I know everybody says that they like love Leanne, but I just don't know if I do.
I don't. I used to, but mm-hmm. now I don't. And I think I would like to watch Stephanie and Brandy in a spinoff where they help Shannon get her groove back.
I just want like an All Stars.
Yeah.
Like I want, like,
where they go to the Bahamas for like 3 weeks and have to stay in a house together.
Yes. I would love that. And then they vote one off each week.
Yes.
Like, and they don't have to do any challenges or anything. Like, they just have to drink. It's like Love Island.
Yes.
But with just housewives and no love and just alcohol. So alcohol island.
In Cartagena.
In a casita. Smile with Kyle. She'll be there. On that note.
Have a lovely weekend.
Have a lovely weekend. We are off next week, but we'll have something special for you. So if you are celebrating and flying and going to see your family, or you are hosting, we hope you have the best Thanksgiving. We are so thankful for all of you that listen, for all of you that follow us. We're going to do something special for some of you guys in this upcoming week, but we're just so thankful for the fact that you guys have stuck with us this long and that you've supported us, and we want to
say that you gave us 5-star reviews. Only 5 stars. Thank you.
Okay. Well, but real, and in a moment of honesty, just thank you guys. And we hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Wait, and listen or rewatch.
Yes.
The Teresa
season one finale with the table flip.
We're going to do a bonus episode because we're like, what? It's Thanksgiving. We need a table. Yes.
Yes. Exactly. So, again, watch the Prostitution Hoa episode and we will put it on our story too so that we will prepare you. You might not want to listen to it in the car with your kids. We'll say that. But it will be good for a drive if you're going somewhere.
As long as they're like under a year, you're fine.
Yeah. We did, you know, the listener who told us that their kids say beer cheese. Beer cheese. We love it. But anyways, listen to that. Have the best week, upcoming week. Have the best time with your families. If you don't get to see your family, we are your family over the airwaves.
Happy love you all.
Bye. Bye.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.